Yes, that's right. It's RDU. And you'll know that my Monday show is sponsored by the amazing, the incredible Court Theatre. So it is, of course, time for our Court Theatre chat this morning. I have Alison in the studio. Good morning.
Morena.
How are you?
I'm very well, as we were talking about.
Yes.
not running on much sleep because we had a big weekend.
it happens sometimes, but a big weekend nonetheless, and you should be very stoked with that. I mean, it was Rainbow Weekend.
It was Rainbow Weekend. How did you not have fun? It was so amazing. I mean, put together by the incredible Tim Bain, our associate artistic director, and he just he pulled together an incredible lineup, and with like a lot of diversity. So even just yesterday, we went from like kids' story time with puppets the morning, a bit of intimacy direction in the afternoon, through to the incredible Adam Rennie. And it's been like that all weekend. And yeah, it's been a really uplifting weekend.
I can imagine. And I just remember looking at that program and going, it's like every facet is covered here.
Yeah.
Like, insane. So well done. And probably quite an informative weekend.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, certainly with things like getting to hear Kara Josephson talk about intimacy direction, I think the term only came into use in 2019, which is kind of stunning, actually. Like sad that it only came into use in 2019, but amazing how it's taken off. So I think, you know, even for a lot of people in the industry, learning more about that. I think even kind of knowing what was coming up, there were like little discoveries in every performance. And a lot of, you know, we kicked the weekend off with Brady Petty with her cabaret performance.
Love,
and so there was some,
that.
Oh God, she's phenomenal. And so some like amazing singing, like if you've ever heard her voice, you know, but also learning more about Brady as well.
Yeah.
Like bringing
yeah,
in
yeah,
some of her, her personal story. And yeah, it's altogether fabulous.
How were the Top Twins?
Oh my God.
I'm so sad I miss it, but they're so funny.
They are incredible. And it is, you know, like, remember them, you know, growing up, you know, Camp Mother, Camp Leader, it's kind of in there. But just hearing them talk, you just really, like, it feels like an overused term in lots of ways, a kind of national treasure. But it's those are the words that come to mind. Like,
cool.
They're so, like, you can't not love them. And they're so inclusive, but also so, like, in the gentlest, funnest possible way, so strong on what they believe in. And when they're talking you know, like, having been, you know, part of the Springbok Tour protests, you know, the homosexuality law reform protests, like, every time they've been there and like,
for every like poignant New Zealand moment
and on the right side of history and just such generous women as well, like they were signing people's books and things for a good hour after the show.
Oh, that's so cool. National treasure. That's so now I have been refraining from talking about it this morning because like I don't even know where to start. But I went to Court Theatre on Saturday night for Nude Dudes Do Drama, one of the, I don't know how to describe it, but it was certainly part of the calendar for the weekend. And it was
Were your literary horizons expanded?
Very much so. And actually, there were some readings which weren't sort of what I was expecting from it. But it was fantastic. For anyone who doesn't have context right now, Nude Dudes Do Drama.
Dramatic readings, yeah.
It is pretty much, like, the name is what it
is. Yeah, exactly that.
It's
yeah.
Nude Dudes doing readings.
MC'd by the fabulous Lizzie Tomash.
Oh, she was great. She was so cool.
She's phenomenal.
Like, she was corseted to high heavens as well. Like, she looked amazing.
She always, I mean, she will turn up to work in something not dissimilar for that.
Oh
she,
my God, iconic, iconic. But anyway, yeah. No, there were naked people on the stage at the Court Theatre. Like, that's what I watched on Saturday night.
Yeah.
Mind blowing.
Yeah.
But fantastic at the same time. And you mentioned it was actually quite sweet.
Yeah.
Which it was.
I think so. Like, it's kind of, you know, you've got these actors really putting themselves out there in a potentially very vulnerable way. And there's, I think amazingly you listen to the text in a slightly different way.
Oh, you
it was
do.
Quite like
you
moving.
Do.
And then that feeling of, I guess, the audience really responding to and supporting them in their vulnerability. Brave and incredible performers.
What's so interesting about it was, like, even though they're reading this naked, it's almost like there's less to distract you from the reading.
I know, right?
Like, it's purely about the reading and the text. Fascinating.
And when you hear something like The Seven Ages of Man, like, with this, like, body there.
It's just crazy. Thoroughly enjoyed it. How was signing that one off as, like, artistic director and giving that one the tick?
Oh, well, I guess, I trust him implicitly. he knows what he's doing. And I think he's got that kind of brain where he's able to be a risk taker, but also always keeps people at the center of things. So I felt quite confident about it. And it's kind of a bit of a riff on a very popular show like Nude Dude Singing and things. So it's like the format isn't completely unknown.
Yeah, totally.
I felt fine. So I felt great signing. It was a quick conversation, but we're really just like, let's go with it. And then it was just finding the right people, and I really think we did. So.
Oh yeah, I think you absolutely nailed it. Actually, now I've got to ask, kind of, what's next? Now Agatha Christie still has a week or two.
Well, we added a week.
That's right. You did two.
And so the exciting thing is that if you come in the extension week, you also get to see the director Dan Bain stepping into Roy Snow's part. So even if you've seen it before, you might want to see it again if you can get tickets, because Roy's going on to another project. So that's going to be fun as well.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, but that's still going amazingly. The cast is having a good time. The audience is having a good time.
Cool.
People get murdered. You know, it's great.
Perfect. Yeah. It's so well done.
And then we're in rehearsals now for Every Brilliant Thing, which opens on the 6th of April. That was, of course, anytime we program something, you read the script, you do research. Mm. But then when we had the first read through it's a one person show, but we have a cast of two. So Trevi Dillon Smith and Nick Purdy going to alternate. And there is the performer like brings the story to life with the audience. It's really quite intimate and you're quite involved. And so just the first time hearing Nick and Trevi, read it and just having that sense of the relationship. It was even more than I kind of imagined in my head.
I'm really excited for it, actually.
It is. It's like it's a very hard one to describe, actually, because it does deal with like the sort of instigation for the list of Every Brilliant Things. Young child's mother attempting suicide.
Yeah.
So, that is in there. But then there's also like so much, again, I'm going to use the word sweet, but it's there, and humour, you know, like it was written by Duncan McMillan, but with the comedian Johnny Donoghue, who performed it for the first show. And so like there is that comedic element, and like Truby and Nick also great with comedy. So it's kind of like, what is every single emotion in the spectrum, and we're just going to like tease that out a little bit.
But it is a full spectrum.
Yeah.
Hilarious. And also, I mean, only I would get excited about this, but this morning when I opened my laptop this morning, I was doing some scrolling and all that. I did see an ad for it for the first time on stuff. So I was like, very poignant. I bet we're going to talk about this.
I hope you're
not
the only person that get excited.
No, well, yeah, no, that's fair, actually. But I saw it and I was like, we'll talk about that. Yep.
I mean, it is a like really, I think everyone who's experienced it or come across it, it like stands out as one of those, like you kind of can't describe it as a play or a show.
It's not really. Yeah. It's not.
It's an experience, and it's one that stays with you. And I think, like you're going to leave with a real sense of human connection because the whole thing like depends on that. With like that relationship between the narrator and the audience, like it's in the round, you know, house lights are up, you know, you're really involved, and it's in our studio theatre, so it's only 150 seats.
Okay, I was wondering that. I was like, would it work in the main theatre? But yeah, it's probably, the smaller theatre is probably perfect for it, I'd say.
You really need that intimacy. And then there is, it's like there's something just totally genius about listing those brilliant things, and the script allows for you to like make it specific to your performers, your place, which is really nice. But also, you know, we've been listing our own brilliant things, and like, I don't know, it works. Like those sort of, you know, when, you know, I think so, it's one of the, someone came up with the brilliant thing of listening to a song you haven't heard in ages and remembering how good it is. Like stuff like that, that does make you go, that is great.
Oh, I love moments like that.
Yeah.
Oh my God. So when does it start?
6th of April.
6th of April. Oh, that's not even far away.
No,
isn't time going quickly at the moment?
Racing through the year.
Hey, thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Thank you. Always a pleasure.
It's an absolute delight, and from a, you know, a personal point of view, it's so important what you guys did during the weekend, and like really comforting that you know, the Court Theatre is so keen to get in on things like that. So thank you from a personal perspective, and it's fantastic. So much is going on at the moment. And there's that extra week of Murder on the Orient Express as well.
Get in.
So thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Thank you.